Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 227. Grace is Enough. Hear this word, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, and let it settle somewhere deep. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Paul had a thorn. Scripture never tells us what it was. And I think that's on purpose. Because Paul's thorn might be your chronic pain, your anxiety, your marriage that isn't healing, that private struggle you've carried so long, it feels like part of you. He cried out three times. Three times he brought it before God and said, "Take this from me." And God answered, just not the way Paul was hoping. God didn't remove the thorn. He entered into it. That's where a lot of us get stuck. We pray expecting God to lift the weight, and when the weight remains, we assume he didn't hear us. But he heard. He always hears. It's just that his answer rarely removes the burden. It transforms it. And that transformation begins with one quiet, weighty word, sufficient. My grace is sufficient for you, not overflowing so you never feel need, not so easy that you never have to lean, but sufficient, enough that you are never, not for a single moment, left alone. The grace of Christ is the daily bread of the soul, exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. Not early, not late, now. And then comes the line that turns everything upside down. His power is made perfect in weakness. Not despite weakness, inside it. When you reach the end of yourself, when your strength runs dry, when your plans fall apart, when you have nothing left to offer, that is precisely where God's beginning appears. Weakness is not an obstacle to grace. It is the very soil where grace blooms. Paul understood this, and he didn't merely tolerate his weaknesses. He boasted in them, and gladly. That is not resignation. That is radical faith. The world says, hide what you lack. The gospel says, what you lack is exactly where Christ becomes visible. When we stop performing a strength we don't actually have, we make room for the real thing to show up. And that power, Paul uses a word heavy with meaning, rests. The power of Christ rests upon me. It's the language of the Shekinah, the glorious presence of God that settled on the tabernacle in the wilderness. That presence that lit up the darkness, that led the people forward, that brought priests to their knees. That same power wants to rest upon your life today. Not on the strong, on the surrendered. So here is what you do today. Before breakfast, name out loud one weakness you have been hiding from God, the one you've been trying to fix on your own, the one you're ashamed of, the one you're afraid disqualifies you. Say its name, and then say with your mouth, "Lord, let your power rest here." Don't ask for it to vanish. Ask for his grace to cover it. That is the act of faith for today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.